AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Samuel Bankman-Fried, the founder and former CEO of cryptocurrency exchange FTX, is being held without bail in the Bahamas, accused of intentionally deceiving customers and investors. Meantime on Capitol Hill, Kevin O'Leary, a TV Shark Tank judge and Canadian businessman, says the collapse of FTX is nothing new.
In fact, the recent collapse of crypto companies has a silver lining. This nascent industry is culling its herd. Going or gone are the inexperienced or incompetent managers, weak business models, and rogue, unregulated operators.
O'Leary was an investor in FTX. Senate Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy wants Congress to hold off on big spending until the new session, when Republicans will have the majority in the House.
Allow the American people what they said a month ago to change Washington as we know it today. We can't afford to continue to spend the way the Democrats have.
Congress is working on a spending bill to keep the government operating. Friday is the deadline. A police officer in San Francisco testified he witnessed a man attack the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi with a hammer inside the couple's home. Prosecutors presented the hammer that was allegedly used in the assault during the proceedings, which were attended by Christine Pelosi, one of Paul and Nancy Pelosi's five adult children. Ukrainian authorities say they thwarted a Russian attack on Kyiv and the surrounding region as their air defense system destroyed 13 explosive-laden drones. An official says drone wreckage damaged five buildings. No casualties reported. The attempted strikes undermine the continued vulnerability of Ukraine's capital. According to a judge's secret contempt ruling, Donald Trump's company impeded a grand jury investigation last year by repeatedly failing to turn over evidence in a timely fashion, leading to a $4,000 fine. This is AP News. His wife says Stephen Twitch Boss, the dancing DJ from The Ellen DeGeneres Show, has died. He was 40. The AP's Margie Zaralletta reports details on his death were not given.
My wish is that Twitch would come out here and dance.
Stephen Twitch Boss was the man who made Ellen DeGeneres dance. He started with the show in 2014, and by the time the show ended earlier this year, Boss was a co-executive producer. He made a name for himself when he was the runner-up on So You Think You Can Dance in 2008. Boss said in a 2010 AP interview his life took some crazy turns.
This is absolutely ridiculous. I never thought that a dance floor would take me this far, you know what I'm saying?
I'm Margie Zaralletta.
Organizers say a security guard died after falling at a World Cup stadium in Qatar. The man's nationality was not revealed. The security staff at stadiums is largely made up of migrant workers, particularly from Kenya and other African nations. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.